Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The University of Michigan is not only a leader in educating students, it is a leader in raising money. The school has raised billions of dollars to the point where its endowment stands at just about $11 billion. A report in today's Detroit Free Press dives into just how this public university invests its billions and found much of the money is invested in firms run by alumni and advisors. And some critics see a conflict. Detroit Free Press reporter Matthew Dolan is here with us now. Matt, you and your reporting partner David Jesse worked on this story for months and months. Why? What did you want to know?
I would say it started about 2 years ago. David Jesse, my reporting colleague, is the Detroit Free Press's higher education reporter. And he was in a Board of Regents meeting at the University of Michigan and was listening to a presentation in which the chief financial officer of the university was talking about a potential investment for the university's endowment. And he had mentioned, as sort of an aside, that the potential investment would have been with someone who had also been a pretty prominent donor to the university. He didn't mention at that time who that person was, but it sparked in David's mind a good question, which is Michigan has an endowment that's valued today near $11 billion, and he had wondered how often does the university invest in its own contributors? And that started us down a very long path to try to find out where exactly the University of Michigan invests its money. And then on the flip side of that, who may get those investments and whether or not they were contributors to the university and what that relationship looked like.
So at the end of all of this investigating, what surprised you the most in what you discovered?
That's a great question. I think that we had no idea how complicated this world is. I think what surprised us the most was that it's not just the $11 billion that the university holds, but it's a whole system about how much effort there is to really keep this out of the public view. So, for example, at the Board of Regents meeting, we went back over 20 years of board minutes, and we never saw an example where the Board of Regents had voted against a proposed investment. There was often very little public discussion. And then later we found out that the university had lobbied the state legislature to try to get the Freedom of Information Act changed so that they wouldn't have to release that information publicly. They say there was a good reason for that, and that was to protect proprietary information from these investment funds so that their competitors couldn't get a hold of them using state FOIA law. But what that has had the effect of is really shielding from public view exactly where the university invests its money, and we found more importantly whether or not they were good investments. We know overall how the endowment performs, but it's very difficult to tell. Did they make a good bet when they went with a particular investment fund, especially in our mind, when they invested with some of their own most prominent donors?
And that's the big headline in today's Free Press. University of Michigan pours billions into funds run by contributors firms. Talk a little more about what you found there.
Sure. The university is really very fortunate. It has donors that contribute hundreds of millions of dollars. And what we wanted to do was to look at the relationship, because often we hear a lot when people donate to the university, they literally roll out a red carpet in a lot of cases. And I think what we weren't really getting a sense of is, well, what is on the other side of that equation? And the university many times was investing in the funds affiliated with some of its biggest donors. And the reason why that's important is because these funds do get working capital from the university. That's not really a charge to the university. But many of these so-called alternative asset funds, and those are like hedge funds, private equity, venture capital funds, they charge a fee to manage the money. Usually it's a 2% fee, and they take a cut of the profits, which is somewhere around 20%. So these donors who are affiliated with funds that control university money, they actually get a benefit from having the university invest in them. And we want to explore those relationships.
And there are those who feel that this presents conflicts of interest.
That's right. We've talked to a number of outside experts. In particular, they raise questions not just only about donors. And what they said is, look, these are some of the brightest minds, the most successful investors in the country that they're investing with. So maybe that would be a smart bet if you invest in donors who just luckily happen to be, for them, alumni of the university who present these opportunities. What we were really looking at, and what some of the critics had raised, is what about the people who help advise the university where to place their investments? Mm-hmm. And what we found is that a significant percentage of the money is going to these advisors' firms. And that, for some outside experts we talked to, presented at the least the appearance of a conflict of interest, if not an actual conflict. The university has come back and said, look, these advisors, they're simply that. They're advisors. They don't make decisions for the university. We have a professional investment staff for that. So far, the university is saying that they are comfortable with this relationship.
I'm speaking with Detroit Free Press reporter Matt Dolan, along with David Jesse. They have a huge piece out today on the University of Michigan and its endowments and pouring billions into funds run by contributors firms and what that means. And I want to have you talk to us a little, Matt, about the Chief Investment Officer Endowment Fund.
Sure. That was something we found as we poured through donation records. And as we looked at some of the largest donors to the university, as we looked at some of the top advisors to the investment office, we found that they were sending money to a relatively new fund that was called the Chief Investment Officer Endowment Fund. It's one of more than 10,000 endowments that are set up by the university. But what we found is that all nine members of the advisory committee had sent money into this fund to help defray the cost of the chief investment officer at the university. And the reason why we want to explore this issue, and the reason why some critics have said they have a problem with it, is because these folks and others are sending money to the man who is deciding, in large measure, where the university's endowment money is going. And these advisors also run firms that are getting money from the university. So it looked like to us and to some critics that there could at least be the potential of an appearance of a conflict of interest there, because these committees are so closely tied in with where the university sends its money. Now, I spoke to a number of people, including those that started this endowment fund up for the chief investment officer, and they said, look, we were just trying to honor the chief investment officer, his name is Eric Lumberg, mm-hmm. for the work that he's done over 20 years. And we also wanted to encourage him to stay, because they felt as though, even though he's paid relatively well for a university official, they worried that he might go off to New York or Boston or Chicago and go with a much higher paying job. And they really wanted to do everything they could to keep him in Ann Arbor.
You know, your piece points out that, as the university raised tuition, it was cutting back on how much money from the endowment went into university operations. So what does the university do with this endowment? Is it helping students with financial aid or making facilities better, things that students could benefit from?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that actually teases a little bit of our continuing coverage, some of which is scheduled to post on freep.com tomorrow morning. What we looked at in particular is what's called the spending policy. So if you can imagine, if the fund was worth $100, the university every year sends back 4.5% of that to essentially pay in proceeds for the various purposes of the endowment funds. But what we found is that that number has been reduced over time. So 20-some-odd years ago, it was 5.5%. 7 years ago, it was 5%, and the Board of Regents cut that spending rate twice. And what we wanted to look at is, what if they had kept that spending rate higher? Wouldn't there be more money available for financial aid, for academic support, for professors? And what we found is, yes, we talked to higher education experts who said there would have been more money available, assuming that the endowment had performed and that the rate of contributions by donors would have been this holding constant. So I think what we explore tomorrow are some of these issues raised about college affordability and whether or not endowments are doing enough. Are they paying enough out of their substantial funds today to help today's students and not only worry about tomorrow's students?
Final thought, what do you hope people take away from all of this report? I mean, why do you want the public to pay attention to this?
That is another great question. What I hope people take away is this is an issue that is linked to the broader issue about college affordability. And a lot of policymakers are very concerned about what kind of access are we offering to people? Are we getting enough people to apply to university or college, and once they're accepted, give them a real shot of making it? So that's what we hope that people get from this coverage is, how do these systems work? Who benefits? Should they benefit? And whether or not the spending priorities are appropriately implemented for what the university is trying to do. I think also this is a story about transparency. This is not unique to Michigan. University and college endowments across the country remain in a fairly shadowy world. It's very difficult to find out how universities and colleges invest their money. And so what we found is that with some digging, we were able to shed some light. But, you know, there are critics who say that much more light needs to be shed.
Matthew Dolan, Detroit Free Press. Thanks so much for your time, Matthew.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow on Stateside, where we will have the university's response to this story.